Yeah, we're holding Daf Chav Gimel of an Aleph. Let's start over again a little bit. The last first three, four lines down.
And then this question is: you go back to where we start, where we left off, or is Chayzel a Rosh? And Allah, we pass you in the Allah is you go back to where you stopped off. You don't have to Chayzel a Rosh. The old left Gemara Svarim. Gemara was Mas Savar Gavra Dechuyehevei V'Yein Ro. The first man Yomis said that Manashok, when he started to daven, obviously he had to go. Because you see, in the middle of davening, the Meragrayim came out. So at the time he started, he wasn't ready to daven. Therefore, the tefillah is no good, and he has to start over again. No, the person was ready to daven then. The tefillah tefillah. And his tefillah is called a good tefillah. Now the question, this is where we paskin, that you don't have to go over again, you just go back to where you ended off. Now what's the pshat? Why is it a good tefillah? So it's one of two ways to learn. Either, even though he had a goal to make meraglayim, still the locher is b'di'evah, the tefillah is a good tefillah, even though mechila you're not supposed to daven when you have to go for meraglayim. But even if you do have to go and you start davening, b'di'evah, the tefillah is good. The other pshat is no, when he started to daven here, he didn't have to go. So he started Brishus, just in the middle of Tfilah, then the Meraglayim started to come out, so Locher is stop, let it come out, and then you continue davening. The Nafkibor will soon say Nafkibor according to the next Gemara. Let's see. Tana Rabbon. Hanitzrach l'nekov. As here Poshet doesn't mean Meraglayim, it means he has to make waste. Hanitzrach l'nekov. It's all you spal. Locher, then you shouldn't start davening Shmon Esrei. V'yim his spalel, Tfilah situated. Here already says that tefillah is a tefillah, a toeva, you're not yoytze a tefillah. Omer razvid v'tem Rav Yehuda, lo yishonu ela sheinu yochol lishoyis b'yatzmoy, that he can't wait. Means he has to go right away. Avlim yochol lishoyis b'yatzmoy, if he can hold it in, then tefillah is a tefillah. Then if he daven, the tefillah is called a good tefillah. So the more v'yat kama, till how long can he hold it in? Omer Rav Sheishis ad parsa. How long it takes to walk a parsa, and a parsa usually takes 72 minutes. So if you could mishayah that you're able to hold it in for 72 minutes, then if you daven, v'di'evah, your tefillah is called the good tefillah. But if you know you can't hold it in, you're going to have to go right away, then the locher is, ain't tefillah a tefillah. You're not yoytze mitzvah tefillah. Zadrashi. Zadrashi, v'yad kamo, yocho lahamid atzmai min hakovav, how long can you hold yourself back for not going? Sheyehe muter lahaschu b'tefillah. That you're allowed to start davening. Now this is a chiddush. Rashi sheet there is that if you can hold yourself back for another 72 minutes, then mitchila you're allowed to start davening now. That's Rashi sheet. The halach gets paskan out like Rashi. If you have to go right now, avada mitchila, you shouldn't start davening. Just for the effort, if you did start davening and you're mishaya that you're able to hold it in for another 72 minutes, then for the effort, the tefillah is called a good tefillah. But if you know you can't hold it in, you're going to have to go right after davening, then you're not Yoytze Shmon Esrei, you have to start over davening. So that's the Gemara Klor, the Hanitzrach L'nekov, which means you have to go make waste. So what was Pshan the Gemara before? The Gemara before said that by Meiraglayim, the Gavra was the Chuya, still the Tefillah is called the Good Tefillah. So some Rishonim learned that the Gemara before the Meiraglayim doesn't have this halacha. Even though when you started to daven, you had to go, you had to make Meiraglayim, still with the Ever, the Tefillah is called the Good Tefillah. It is only if you have to go make waste, then b'di'evah the tefillah is not a good tefillah. But the meraglayim, even b'di'evah the tefillah is called a good tefillah. And that's the way we pass in halacha. That if you have to go to make meraglayim and you hold yourself back, still the Shmon Esrei yates the tefillah. You wouldn't have to daven over again. Hashem, you have to nitzrach mekov. If you have to go and you daven, you're not yates your tefillah.
How do you explain Balshach?
You have to, we'll soon explain it. You have to go right away. But here, if you can't hold it back. It has to come. It's coming out so bad that you're Mishai, you can't hold yourself for 72 minutes. But if you're Mishai now that you can hold it in for 72 minutes, then Rashi Shitra is Metchili, let us start davening then. I will soon speak out a little bit what the Orchid Shukran says on this. And some learn this shir on the Breiser itself. The Medvah Mamum has the Breiser said, Hanitzrach l'nekov of al yispal. If you have to go make, don't start davening. So the Bryce itself says, the Ned of Amurim, when do we say this? Halacha, Kishen Yochol Amad Al Atzma, where you can't hold yourself back. Avlim Yochol Amad Al Atzma, if you hold yourself back, then Tfilah is the Tfilah. Then your Tfilah is called the good Tfilah, that according to Rashi means you're allowed to daven mitchila, and Lalach, the Shechonarach says, just means that B'di Evid, the tefillah is called a good tefillah. So the Maraviyat Kama, how long can you hold yourself back that you yaitzim? Or Marav Zvid Ad Parsa. For how long it takes you to walk a parsa, which is 4 mil, which they say it's brought down at 72 minutes. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonison, Hanitzrach l'nekovet, somebody has to go, is Harezer lo yispal, he's not allowed to daven then. Mishum Shenema, because the Postik says, he koin likras lakecha Yisrael, prepare yourself before you go to daven. Now when he come, we learn a lot of halachas. The Gemara in Shabbat learns out from here that they need to wear a gartel, or else not a gartel, at least to wear a belt, or at least to wear something as mafsik between the erev and your leiv. That's he can prepare yourself. Some people say if you're wearing a jacket, there's minion to button your jacket before you start Shemon Esrei. Like a little bit, prepare yourself before you start davening. Here with Dashna means also, if you have to go, don't daven before you go. Because your goof is called Meshukitz. Like if you have to go, if the waste is inside you, it's Mis. So prepare yourself before you daven. The Yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni from Om Rav Yenison, another posik. My Dersil, one of the posik saying, Kehelis, Shemor Raglecho, watch your feet. When you go to the Beis Lakim, go to the Beis Hamikdash. So one shot is Shemor Atzmecho, watch yourself, Shaloi Techta, not to do Chatoyim. V'yim Techta, lo yitzu yedid Chatoyim, have a korban lufonai. Bring a korban in front of the Yevishta. So that's Shemor Raglecha, means first watch yourself not to have to come to the Beis Hamikdash. But if you did do a chet, then come to the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Pasuk says, V'korav lishmoya, come close to listen. What does that mean? Omar Rova, have korav lishmoya divrei chachamim. Be close to listen to what chachamim tell you. Shem choytim, if you do a chet, mevi in korban, you should bring a korban, of the oisim tshuva. Make sure with the korban you're also doing a tshuva. It's not just enough to bring a korban. The pasuk then says, mitei saksilin zovach. And not to bring a korban like silim, like a fool brings a korban. What does that mean? Al tikik silim, don't be like fools. Shechoytim, they do chatoyim. And then they're mechuyah to bring the korban, or mevi'in korban, and they taka bring the korban, or mevi'in oisim tshuva, they don't do the tshuva. That's not, they're not yoytz to the chiv korban, they don't have a kapora. Ki ein, the pasuk ends off, ki einim yoydim lasos ro. They don't know to do bad. Shati gemari, yohochi tzadikim nino. If they don't know to do bad, so it means they're not doing bad, according to that tzadikim. So why do you call them ksilim? So the more el of the pshat is like this. Al tikik silim, don't be like a fool. Shechoitim that they do chatoyim, or mevi in korban, they bring a korban on their head. Or the einim yoidim, they don't know im al hatoyva hey mevim, are they bringing the korban because they did good things? Im al haro hey mevim, or because they did bad things, that's why they're bringing the korban. It has nothing to do by tshuva by them. They don't even know what they did bad to do tshuva. They just know I have to bring a korban, so that's not a good korban. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu say about such a person that brings a korban and doesn't do tshuva? They don't know the difference between good and bad. They may be in korban the front of me, they bring korban in front of me. That's one way to dash in this posik. Rav Ashi Vitemer Rav Chanina Bar Papa Omer, he learns what pshat this posik. Shemor Raglecho Kashatelecha Beis Lakim means Shemor Nikvecho. It means check yourself if you have to go make or not before you come to daven. Before you come to daven in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to check yourself to be baidik yourself. Like we had the Gemara before, how will you makabel upon yourself ol ma'afa shemayim shleima? That's first you nifne, you see if you have to go to the basic kisei, then you put on tefillin, you say krish man tefila, that's called kabel ol ma'afa shemayim. Does Rashi say? They're only saying over how long can you hold yourself back in. But it's Torah Raglechol Alechos of Beis Lakim Lo Vichatis. Have you called the Shmoya? Means tshuva. Do tshuva about avoyos korbanech when you bring in a korban. Miteis oisay kixilim b'lay tshuva. Not bring it like fools do without tshuva. Shemor nikvecho, that's what's nagei towel gemara. We dashin shemor raglecho means watch your feet, means check yourself. Shemor nikvecho mi bein raglecho. Kamar lahasa says raglo. Shemor nikvecho shlo yefichoi. So, l'kor, the way Rashi Shita is, if you could hold yourself back for 72 minutes, then even metchila, you're allowed to daven. And the Mechaber says, no, that about if you have to go and you feel something, even if you hold it in, metchila, don't start davening until you go. So, Rachashulchu wants to say, real is no machlokes. He wants to say that different teva, everybody knows different times. He says, if all you feel you have to go, this is talking about the waste, and you know if the tzit right now would come out, that everybody's masking, you have to go now, even Rashi. And that's Pshan the Posek, Hanisrach, on the cover of Al Yispalo. If you know you have to go and it's going to come out now, the din is avad, you're not supposed to start davening now. But he said there's another matzah. Amol, you have a feeling, you know you have to go, but it's not going to come out now. You could sit there, it's not going to come out. It'll take another half an hour until it comes out. What's the law in such a case like that? She wants to, and that's what Rashi says, then mitchila, you're allowed to start davening now. If you doubt right now, it's not going to come out, so you can start davening now. B, you know that you can hold it in for 72 minutes. It's not so the fellas. If you have to, you can hold it back for 72 minutes. And right now, it's not going to come out. So you're not mechuyev to sit there and miss the kriyishma and miss tefillin. You're allowed to start davening now. B, you know that you check yourself, and right now, it's not going to come out. So he wants to learn, that's Rashi Shita, and he wants to say even the Shulchan Aruch is also masking to that. Like there are three different gedorim, but there's no real machlekes. Because if you have to check yourself, and you could go right now, according to everybody, you have to go. You shouldn't start davening. But just if you check, it's not coming, even though you have a feeling you have to go, then you're allowed to start davening now. Providing that you know that even when it comes, you could wait 72 minutes. So that's a bit of cooler, that's no nageya, more you can be soymich on this. The Frati says that if you are a shalom for missing a tefillah b'tzibur, or you're going to miss this man's tefillah altogether, avadi can be soymich on this. If it can't come out right now, you start davening mitzvah. Right. Tona Rabbonin. Somebody goes into the Beis HaKisei, is Cholitz Tefillin, he has to take off his Tefillin, Baruch Dal Adamas, 4 Amos away from the Beis HaKisei. Now there's 2 Akdoras here that in Gemara's times used to wear Tefillin the whole day. And another Akdora was that they didn't have a place where to watch it. And their Beis HaKisei wasn't inside the house, it was outside in the fields, and it wasn't a Mokka Meshuma to watch your Tefillin. So you couldn't just take your Tefillin off and leave it outside someplace. Well, soon see the Chashashim people take it, or the Dekvarim will take it. So they gave a lot of coolers how we should be knowing with filling that you're allowed to bring it into the Beis HaKisei. But these coolers don't apply to Zmanazir. Because today, come on, everybody has a nice Mokim Mishum, you can leave it filling outside, you don't have to take it into the Beis HaKisei. But here, if you're a Nicholas of Beis HaKisei, which that time was in the fields, is Chalas Tefillin, you have to take off your Tefillin, Baruch Adal Adams. For Nicholas, then you can go in. Omer Rav Acha, Bar Rav Puna, Omer Rav Sheshis. That's only a Beis HaKisei Kvua, means that he already used that Mokum once before. Then you have to take your Tefillin off Dalet Amos before you come to that Mokum. Our Beis HaKisei Arai means this place was never used yet for Beis HaKisei. It's the first time you're using it now. Then you could manage to wear your Tefillin until that Mokum. Cholet, take off your Tefillin at that place itself. Then if the Liyatan, you can make right there. Now, Shuyetze though, but when you go away from this Mokum, when can you start putting on your tefillin? Now, Macher Dal Damas. You have to go away first, Dal Damas, and then put on the tefillin. Why? With Neisha Sol, Beis HaKisei Kavua. Because once you made there, so you made that Mokum into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that it's a Mokum Mius now, so you're not allowed to put tefillin on within Dal Damas from that Mokum. First, you have to walk away Dal Damas, and then put on your tefillin. See, Rashi? Beis HaKisei Kavua. That means Shiyesh Boi Tzoya. There was somebody ready made in that Mokum. V'chol Bote Kisoya Shebe Gemara Al Pnei HaSodim. Beis HaKisei means out in the field they used to go make. Hein B'loi Chafir. It wasn't even the hole in the ground. There's not much on top of the ground. They used to find the Mokum Mutzna, a private place. They used to... Is Arai. That means Shezeh Maschel Afshel HaSoyis Beis HaKisei. Means nobody made there yet. You're the first one to use this Mokum. So when you first come there to clean Mokum, you're allowed to walk to that place and take off your tefillin right there. Even when you're making your Nikar Adin in the Gemara's time, when it wasn't a Mokum Meshumer, you're allowed to hold your tefillin in your hand. The Gemara later says, even in the Beis HaKisei Kavua, also you're allowed to still hold your tefillin. That's only the Chumrah. But if it's a kavua, they can mokum, then you have to take it off, Dal Damas, before you come near that mokum. Because that's called a not nice place. So it's in the Dal Damas, it's not nice to be wearing tefillin. L'drashi Dal Damas, Shebizman, Shein Beroishay, Hein Begolu, Yukunai Hadover. It's when you're wearing the tefillin on your hand, on your head. And of course, you say, Hu Adin on tefillin Shel Yad. When you're wearing it, it's called more the tefillin is Begolu, and it's a more Gnai. Not nice to wear the tefillin within Dal Damas of this Mokum Beis HaKisei. Supposed to take off your tefillin first, and then you'll have to hold it in your hand and go and make, and then go out again, go away Dal Damas, and then put on the tefillin. That's halacha. So the Mori Boyelu, Mal Sheyichnas Adam B'Tefillin LeBeis HaKisei Kvua LaHashdin Mayim. The person let it go into Besak Chisei Kvua when he's wearing his tefillin. He's a shot, does he have to take it off or not? And before we said if he's Nifnav, he has to go make, then Avav, he has to take off his tefillin first. He's not allowed to make when he has a tefillin. What about just on being making Mashtim Meraglayim? Is he allowed to walk into the Besak Chisei Kvua wearing his tefillin? So now Ravina Shar, Ravina held with Mutta. He's to be mashed and some Meraglayim come out when you wear his tefillin, there's no issue about that. It's Mutta. Ravada b'matnos, he old no was also. So the Mora also shalal Rova. Yes, Rova, what do you hold about this halacha? Can you walk into a basic isik fuah just to be mashed in meraglayim wearing your tefillin? Or mulu also, it's also. What's the time? Why? For chashina and shema yitna b'hen. As if you go into a basic isik fuah, that's a mokum where usually you make the waste. So a choshid, if you just gone for meraglayim, maybe there really have to make also. And now yifne, that's also to be wearing tefillin. That's only exeret the galocha. The yamri lo Hashem yafiach be. The exeret, if you go into basic yisik fua, maybe you'll let air come out of you, and that's also to do when you wear in tefillin. So vayis kol miikarav din to let meiraglayim come out is mutter when you're wearing tefillin. It's only also in a basic yisik kavua as exeret if you come to make there lo Hashem yafiach be. Kurvat mashmalo is a basic yisik arai. It would be mutter. Or else if it's a mokim, we only have a mokim to make meraglayim as man as ever had. It's not a mokim to be yifne, could be a bimutna then to do it with the tefillin. No maisa, we don't do it though.
Basic kisei kavua means that there is just a place that uses a basic kisei or has tzoya
there. Tzoya there. Rashlan is tzoya there, right.
So present day, a bathroom.
We'll talk about those. Some people say, okay, we don't have a din basic kisei kavua, our basic kisei. That is flushed away, it's not called the basic kisei kavua. Maisi could be samech on that. We'll talk about it later when we see the sugis. There's a gemara later about it. We'll see later. What? So far, we're talking about tefillin. So far, we're talking about. We'll see. It's very happy enough. Means you can wash your hands as a basic kisei. If you're allowed to walk in there with food and now a basic kisei, maisi could be make on now a basic kisei. Since you always flush it away, it's not called a basic kisei. We'll see. There's a gemara soon about it. We'll see. Not today, in the future. Yeah. Shemifir b'yamru lo shem yifiyach ben. Tanya idach. Another brayso learned. You go into the basic kisei kvua. This was in the fields where there was tzoya there. The Rashi learns is cherlet tefillin. You have to take off your tefillin. Baruchu da'odamis. It's 4 hours before you come to the basic kisei. You have to take off your tefillin. O menichon bechalein. Where do you leave it? Bechalein on the window. Hasamach l'shus rabin. Near the reshus rabin. Then v'nichnas and go in and make. So kuantris man diyom, you can't take the tefillin inside with you. Or in that mokum, you have to leave it outside. Ugeshu yaitzei, when you go out, machal daodamis says, go away daodamis, then umenichin. Divrei beishamai, that's beishamai shita. That there's no heter at all to bring the tefillin into the mokum where the tzayir is, into the beis hakisei. You have to leave it outside someplace. See Rashi before? Rashi ma'al sheyichnas betfillin kishayim beroishay koma. Even wearing tefillin can you go into the matam eraglayim. Sitzoni gzereshem yifne ben gedelim. Right, so Beishamai Shita is now, you can't bring the tefillin at all. Well, Beisil Loimim, no. Oichsin B'yod, you're allowed to hold your tefillin. As the Ikra Din is, you have to take it off, Dal Damas away, but then hold it in your hand to watch it, V'nichnas. We have a Kiva Roime, Oichsin B'bigdoi V'nichnas. Don't keep it in your hand, like wrap it around your shirt or your jacket. For the Gemara B'bigdoi, just wrap it in your jacket. Sakadaitach, Zimnim Nishtali Lo, the crew will fall out of your jacket in the middle and you'll fall on the floor, it's not nice. Ben Afli, Ela'ema, what he meant to say was, Eichsin bebigdai uviyodai. Avada still hold it, grab it with your hands. But just wrap it around first in your begodim, so it shouldn't be nagula, like a little cover dick, wrap it around first. Then nichnas, then you go into the Beis HaKisei. O menichon, and you should leave it, bechurin hasnuchon the Beis HaKisei. Leave it in the holes near the Beis HaKisei. So Rashi learns, bechurin hasnuchon the Beis HaKisei, lifnim min hageder, in front of the gate, visodir. Usually used to be nifna near a gate. They put the tefillin in the holes in the kaisel. That's where you leave the tefillin to be shomer there. Don't leave it. But don't leave it near a shus rabim. Why? That maybe people will steal it from you. That's not called a mokum shomer. Leave it in the hole near the shus rabim. The yovel deichshad and the kamel deichshad. People will be chesed you. What's it got to do with chesed? You know, the moral maisa was a maisa. the Talmud Echod Sheniach Tfilin Bechurin Asmuchim Rishus Rabim. He left his tefillin in the holes near the wall near the Rishus Rabim. Oboah Zayna Achat, the Zayna was passing by, then she was not lost and she took these tefillin. Oboah LeBeis HaMedrash. The next day she came into the Beis HaMedrash. The Yomer, she told the Rosh Yeshiva, Ru Manosin Liplani Bischori. Look what this Talmud gave me Bischori. He has mus with me and he paid me a tefillin for it. His chief when Shishom Oisa Talmud, and his Talmud heard what the Zayin was saying, as it wasn't true. So the Zayin made up the story, she stole the tefillin, is Kachola L'Rosh Agag, the Talmud went up the top of the roof, V'nofel Mace, he jumped off and killed himself. It's out of embarrassment, he like lost himself. He got so embarrassed, the Zayin comes in and says, he had lust with him, he killed himself. His voice is sure, Macham is this Maisa, his kinu d'chom made a takonon, she oichsin v'bigdoyu v'yodev v'nichnas. You should know you're allowed to walk into the Beis HaKisei holding your tefillin. You don't have to leave it outside because you're afraid somebody will steal it. Maybe your Zayin would steal it just to get you in trouble. And that was the Heter. So saying this is only a Heter, this Man HaGemara, where it wasn't the Mokum Meshumah to leave it outside. And the other Beis HaKisei were outside. But today, we have your Beis HaKisei in a normal place, inside the house, inside the shul. By bad that we don't bring the tefillin inside. Rashi. His Talmud, the hole usually have mice. So Drashi, since this is the mokum of people used to walk there, the mice weren't shchiach there. Tana Rabbon, the Rishona at the beginning, what was at the corner with tefillin? Hoyo menichin tefillin bechurin hasnuchin lebeis hakisei. First thing I've added a war Matthew to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei, leave it there outside in the holes of the gedder. Or the mitchila uboyinak vorim, the mice used to come beneath the moisan, used to take it. So it wasn't nice, that was a bigger design for the tefillin that it should get lost or the mice should eat it. Meles kinu shemenichin noisan bechaloinois hasnuchin leshus rabin. Leave it right there, the chaloin, the window was on top, as the mice didn't get there, near the shus rabin. But what happened then? Then people used to walk by and steal the tefillin. So there's no way to leave it near the Rishus Rabin. Is this kino, the gzera was, they made a takonim, she oichsin biyodev v'nichnas, like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to hold the tefillin and walk into the Beis HaKisei with the tefillin. Omar Rabbi Meisha, v'rei Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Halacha, what's the halacha, how do you have to do with the tefillin, is goil alon kimin sefer. Like we do, wrap up the tefillin like a sefer, is make the mitzvahs go around the tefillin, v'yoichsim b'yaminoi, hold it in your right hand, kineged levo near your heart, and you let it go into the basic kisi, holding it like that, and if not, like we said, because you can't leave it outside, you're afraid people will steal it, so you let it bring it in. But this much cover do, wrap up the mitzvahs, and hold it in your right hand near your heart. Omer Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Obavad Shloitei Ritzua Yoitzas Mitachas Yodet Tefach. The Ritzua should not be sticking out or hanging down from here in the Tefach. That's the bizarre thing. What do you have that hanging down for? If you could wrap it all around, it's better to wrap it up. Rashi, Shloi Goylon B'Ritzua Shalhen. His Goylon means wrap around the Ritzua, surround the Tefillin like we do. We wind up our Tefillin. Shloi Taitzi Ritzua Sheshbo Kedusha. Of course, the Ritzuas have Kedusha to it. Shrei B'Hen Hu Koshren. With the Ritzua sessions, you make the Kesher. You make. Or the Kesher Nira B'Asiyosei Kimin Dalid Al Shem Achas M'Yosei Shoshakai. We use Hashem's name with Ritzua to make a Dalid. The Hashin Asuyas M'Koistek Tzitza. And the shin up, Rashi, that's on the show Rosh. We have the shin sticking out. Hachitzoyna. V'hayud, the yud, asuyis, v'rosh, ritzuyis, tefillin shoyad. The tefillin shoyad, by the kesher, this little piece sticking out, looks like a yud. V'ritzuyis ketana moid, kofif, reisha, v'niris, kimin yud. So since with the ritzuyis, we make like the shin and the dalet and the yud, it has kedusha, so if possible, it shouldn't be sticking out in the Beit HaKisei. V'yechsim v'yaminei, Rashi Shloi the Bigdoi, Kadesh Shloi Yiplei. He held you don't have to hold it with your begodim, better hold it with your hand. Else, why? Because it's a better shomer then. You make sure it won't fall. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Omer Rabbi Zeira, Loi Shonu Ela Sheyei Shoyes B'yoyim Lulosha. There's only when you go into the Beis HaKisei, in the middle of the day, when even after you come out, even after you made, you're still going to put the tefillin back on again. So now they weren't much rich you to put the tefillin away, we'll soon see in the bag first. but you let it just girdle and just wrap up the tefillin and hold it in your hand. Because then when you come out again, you'll put it back on again, dal damas away. Let's say you go to the Beis Kisei by Shkia time, and when you come out now, you're not going to put the tefillin on anymore. It's going to be night when you come out already. Then Oyselhen Kimin Kis Tefach. Then Metchila should have a bit where you keep your tefillin. Oh, Menichen. And so before you go into the Beis Kisei, like we do, wrap up your tefillin and put it into the bed. That's a bigger covet than keeping it on without the bed. Kimin Kis Tefach. That the kiss itself has to be a tefach. Why? Means there has to be an abir tefach between the tefillin and the bag. It has to be a pretty wide bag. Omer Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechinin. The yoim goydolin, like you just said, at the daytime, if you go to the basic kisei, so when you come out, you're still going to use it again. Then just goydolin kimin sefer. Just take the ritzuras and wrap it around the tefillin like a sefer. Michin biyod, leave it in your hand. Connected liboy. And that's enough. And when you come out, the old damas, you put it back on again. Over Lila, if you go to the Beis Kisei at night, then Oyselahen Kimin Kis, like we're saying, make sure you have a big there, at least a tefach wide, that there should be avir between the tefillin and the big, a tefach. Or Menichon, put it in the big, and then you go into the Beis Kisei with it. Omer Abaye, Loishonu Ela Bekli Shukliin. When do we say you have to have such a big bag? That has to be a tefach between the tefillin and the rest of the bag. That's only if this is a bag that's miyuchid to use for the tefillin. It's the kli shukliin. That means it's a kli miyuchid for the tefillin. Then the svar is, if it's a small bag, it's like bottle to the tefillin. So it's not cold, it's covered around. Well, the kli, shein the kliin, if you have a bag that's not miyuchid to leave the tefillin in, usually uses bag for something else. But just now, when you want to go to the Beis Kisei, you'll put the tefillin inside this bag. Even though there's less than a tefach inside the bed between the tefillin and the tefillin and the bag, also it's mutter. So Rashi, uvalayla kishulchotz on bebeisoy al minat latzniyat boiker, when you put it away in your house, is oisalehem kis tefach decholaloy tefach. You have to have inside a chalal tefach, means the space of a tefach. Why the choshev akli oil lahafsik beinom lekarkum? It's called this mafsik. It's separating between the tefillin and the karkum. So Mr. Rashi's mashma is a little different. As the last gemara, Rashi's mashma is talking about not going to the basic kisei. In your house, as Rashi's v'alayla, as geshuchotz in the basei, in your own house, when you chilter at night, al manas latzni yarabeika. When you took off the tefillin at night and they put it down someplace, to leave it there till the next morning. So I said, in the Gemara's time, they didn't have so much furniture, they didn't have a table to leave it on, so where would they leave it? On the floor. So if you want to leave it on the floor, then you have to put it in this kiss. The Rashi, Oitzalem kiss tefach, dechol le tefach, that is a chlal avir tefach, dechoshev akli oyel lahafsik benyom lekarta. It's called like a hefsik, it's not called you put the tefillin on the ground, it's called you put it in that bag that's mafsik between the ground and the tefillin. Avid is a chlal tefach, it's called a hafsukah. So Rashi Loshonu, the boy tefach ala b'chli shukliin. Only if this is the bag that you always leave your tefillin in. Rashi kiss also the tzorkun. Is a kli made to leave the tefillin in it. The kli in korav liyas bottle etzlam. Because since it's the bag of the tefillin, it comes almost like a chiluk of the tefillin. So hilkach bin and dover han nikker sheyachetz b'fneim. Therefore, it's not nice to leave this bag on the ground. It looks like you put the tefillin on the karka. So the etzris have a wide bag that has at least a tefach avir in between. Then it's called a masti.
Between what?
The tefillin and the ground. The bag. In the bag.
Interior wall of the bag.
Yeah, right. If there's avir tefach inside the bag,
volume.
Then it's called like nikker, like the tefillin is not on the ground. It's called inside this bag. The bag is called chashiv then. But if it's not a tefach inside, it looks like the bag is like buckled to the tefillin. So our tefillin is on the ground. But that's only if it's a tefillin bag. But if it's a different bag, then it's mutter. More than a tefach has to be. Yeah, the chalal means the value. Means the air inside. There's the air. Right. It's just it's a mikvah. It's a hekel. Yeah, it's a hekel. Like Rashi, it's a hekel, in other words. It's a hekel. It's not called the tefillin's on the ground. It's called the bag is on the ground. Because if the bag is smaller, it's called the bag is like butter to the tefillin, so we see the tefillin on the ground. If it's a bigger bag, now we see it's in the bag, not on the ground.
Rashi.
Right. Depends. If you put your tefillin in there, sometimes you don't have it.
Right.
You don't have, there's no chola between the tefillin. But we don't do this anyway. There's only Bezman HaGemara didn't have a place to hide things, to put things. So you used to leave it on the ground. And Baruch Hashem, we have places where to put your tefillin, not to put it on the ground. You have a closet, you have here, there. Right? So I'm Rabbi Elishonu Bela Bekli Shuklin. Aber Bekli Sheinu Klin, I feel a Pachas Mitevach. If it's a new bag not used for tefillin, then even a small bag, you'll have to leave it on the ground. Oma Mazutri Vitema Ravashi Teda, bring your raya for this. That even a small bear could also be mastic. Shere pachin ketanim, small kelim, matilim b'yel ha-meis. In oil ha-meis, usually if there's a mace inside the room, everything in the room is tummy. But pachin ketanim means small kelim klicheres. That has a tzomit tussel, has a cover on top of it, that's matzo, nothing inside makabel tumma. No matter how small that kli is, even though it's not a chalal tefach, no matter how small it is, it's matzo. So you see, a kli could be matzo, even though it's very small. Rashi, Shrei Pachin Ketana Matzilin, the Hekif Tzomit Posel, it has a tight sealed cover on top. B'yel HaMeis, the Yazagad Lehevi Tefach Chaitzi, even though inside the Kli is not wide a Tefach, still it's Chaitzi. So you see, a Kli could be Chaitzi, even though it's not a Tefach. That's why if you put the Tefillin in Stama Beg, it could be even a small Beg. Only where it's the Beg of the Tefillin, then you have to have a wide Beg. B'yom HaRabba Babachon, when he wanted to go into the Beis HaKisei and he was holding a few things, so if he has no God Sifra, the God of Sifra, he's holding a Sefer of Agoda in his hand, he used to give it to me to hold before he went into the Beis HaKisei. But if he had no tefillin, if he was wearing a tefillin, so obviously he had to take it off Dal Ramas before, so he's holding the tefillin in his hand, no, he didn't give me the tefillin, he'd want to rather walk in with the tefillin. Omar, and since the Rabbonin gave a heter that you're allowed to walk in with a basic kisei holding the tefillin, zokte natrin.